friends. We are continuing our study of Dinei Kibud Av Va'Em and the Rambam. We are in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Dalid, and we are basing ourselves, as always, in these Shiurim on the Torah of Rabbi Yagon HaGadol, Rav Yitzchak Man Zatzal. Says the Rambam, Amarlo, and the Shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moraz Yishayichyu. It should taka be a kiyum of Mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'Em. And also the Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Rav Yizyon, Maris Lata Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev, Rav Alexander Zush, Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and should be L'schus Refuas Tzvi Ben Yittel and Moshe Ben Malka, Pesach Shochel Yisrael. Amar Lo Aviv Hashkeni Mayim, says the Rambam in the 14th Halacha in the 6th Perek of Hilchos Mamrim, which is the locus. Hilchos Mamrim is where the Rambam locates the Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em. Amar Lo Aviv Hashkeni Mayim, V'Amar Lo Imo Hashkeni Mayim. So a person's in a bind. His father says, give me water to drink, and his mother says, give me water to drink. Meniach Kvorimo V'Osek B'Chvor Aviv. He leaves the honor of his mother and he does the honor of his father. He involves himself in the honor of his father. Tchila, first father. Why? Bipnei shu'umi v'yimo chayav mechvod aviv, because he and his mother are both chayav mechvod aviv. So therefore he has to first be mechabed his father, because even his mother is chayav to be mechabed his father. So therefore he has to be osik b'kibud aviv and only then kibud imo. The makor for this din, like the Kesef Mishnah writes, the Radbaz, the Sugin Kedushin, 31a, Shel ben Almana Achas, is Rebbe Eliezer, Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim, the certain son of an Almana. Ask Rebbe Eliezer, if the father says Ashkeni Mayim, and the mother says Ashkeni Mayim, Eze Mehem Kodem, which one comes first? Armelo Hanach Kvod Imcha, Vase Kvod Avicha, he says, leave the honor of your mother, and do the honor of your father. Shatavi Imcha Chayavim Bechvod Avicha, because both you and your mother are obligated in the honor of your father, Balufnei Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Lo Kach, Amar Lo Rabbi Nisgarsha Mahu, Amar Lo Mi Ben Risei Necha Nikar Sheben Almana Ata, Hata Lem Mayim B'Seifel, V'Kakal Lehem Ketarne Golim. So he said, what's the din if my parents are divorced? Who do I have to honor first? They both want water. So he said, from your eyelids I can tell, from all your crying, that you're the son of an almana. If you're the son of an almana, Mimela, you don't have this problem, right? Because you only have a mother. So he said, what you should do is, hatel lem mayim b'seifel, put some water in a jug for them, and start making rooster sounds, kukuriku sounds, v'kakalem ketarne golem. The riff there in the Rambam omit the din of the Gemara that if they get divorced, then neither of them takes precedence. You just put water in front of them and start making rooster sounds. But you don't prefer any one over the other. And yet the riff there in the Gemara and the Rambam here omit this din of Nisgar Sheshneim Shavim. So the Beis Yosef and the Radbaz here write that since the Rambam writes the reason of Tavi Imcha Chayavim Bechor Avicha, both you and your mother are obligated in your father's honor, so we understand automatically, we can deduce that if this reason doesn't apply, in other words, if they're divorced and your mother is not obligated to honor your father, then they're equal, so it's not necessary to write. Ad kan mi divrei ha Beis Yosef Radbaz Ayin Sham. But the Chora, we have to understand, if it's so pashut that once you have the reason of you and your mother obligated in your father's honor, that would mean that if they're not married then they're equal, then why does the Gemara bring this? After the Gemara says you and your mother are obligated, then the Gemara Vayter has to tell us what the din is if they get divorced, that they're equal. So why does the Gemara tell us if it's so pashut? The Rambam didn't tell us because it's pashut. So if it's so pashut, why did the Gemara have to tell us? Not only that, this din of being makdim your mother to your father is Mishnah in Krisis and Chafres Amar Aleph. So therefore, if the Gemara brings this Maisa, it's for the Seifa, that Ben Isgar Shishneim Shavim, that if they get divorced, they're equal. So you see that it's a Chiddush, because just the din of your father takes precedence over your mother, because you're both obligated in your father's honor. That we already know from Krisis. So this whole Maisa is brought here in Kiddushin to tell you the Chiddush of Nisgar Shishneim Shavim. So if it's such a Chiddush, then again, why didn't the Ram and the Rif bring it down? However, Mitzat Sheni, L'chora, it's true that there's no Chiddush in this Garsha, that after they get divorced, they're equal. If we know the reason of you having to honor your father when they're married, because your mother and your father, you and your mother are both obligated in your father's honor, so you can understand from that, that if they're divorced, they're equal. So we have a kasha in the Gemara. What's the Gemara telling us? Pashut. Once you tell me the time of Atav Emcha Chayavim B'Chavod Aviv, so Mimela we understand on our own that if they're divorced, they're equal. So what's the Gemara telling us this Chiddush? We said the Rambam and Brif didn't tell us because it's so Pashut. So we said if it's so Pashut, then why did the Gemara have to tell us? Now we're turning around and we're saying in the Gemara, hey Gemara, it's so Pashut, why did you have to tell us? So the Rif and the Rambam have a kasha from the Gemara. Their sheet is difficult because the Gemara troubles itself to tell us. Nisgar Shishneim Shavim. But why does the Gemara have to tell us that Chiddush? The Beis Yosef brings in Simon Reish Mem, Shekasav Mar Yu, Shepiresh Tamar Shemri Gemara Hatel Amayim Besef, Vakel Hanu Shenosel Amayim Besef, Velo Yakti Mechad Lachavero. So he says that what does it mean? It means put water in a pail for them, and then cackle like a rooster. But don't give one before the other. That's the way the Maryu explains this Gemara brought by the Beis Yosef. The Yam Shel Shlomo and Simon Samach Beis writes this also the Mashmos of the Tur. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, not to be makdim one to the other. Not that you have a choice who to do first, but that you dafka shouldn't do one before the other. However, the Beis Yosef and there in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalit write that you get to choose. So if you get to choose, then that's Pashut that we could figure out on our own. So what's the Chiddush? Of course you could choose. It'd be a chiddush to say, don't be makdim one to the other. Just put the water out and whoever wants to take it can take it. That'd be a chiddush. But if you hold that you can choose to be makdim wherever you want, that's pashut. You're obligated to honor both of them, so they're of equal importance. So be makdim whoever you want. So it's pashut, so why does the Gemara have to tell us? The Beis Yosef says that from Rashi in the Sikha we see not like the Maharyu, who writes, I don't know who that is exactly. I should know, but I don't. So that he explains that you shouldn't be makdim one to the other. He says Rashi's not mashma like that. Rashi writes, Karkar lahem kamosha makarkar in latarna golem. Cackle to them like you cackle to roosters. Since he didn't have to do this, because he didn't have two parents, and he asked, what's he supposed to do if my mother or father both tell me to bring them water? Abba Omeres Hashkeni Mayim, Vimeres Hashkeni Mayim. So he asked him, as if he is parents, so Yeshiva Balashin Schok. So he answered him in a joking manner. So that doesn't sound like the din of the Maryu that you're not allowed to be macked in one to the other. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says that he asked him a question that wasn't a really question because he doesn't have two parents. So he answered him in a joking way. However, the Yamshel Shlomo doesn't understand how's this mashma like in Rashi, that Rashi doesn't say that you shouldn't be makdim in one to the other. Remember, the Beis Yosef says that Rashi is not like the Maryu, who says that you can't be makdim, you can't choose one over the other. So the Yamshel Shlomo doesn't understand where he sees this in Rashi. Rashi tells them the din, that you take, put water, and you cackle like a rooster. Not that Rashi writes that it's Lashon Schok, is because he used the mashal of the Tarnagolim. But he told him the Ikar Adin. And the Ikar Adin is take water and put it in front of them and let whoever wants to take. But you're not allowed to be makdim in one to the other, so Rashi isn't going against the Maryu. Rashi also holds, take water, hatel em mayim, karker lem shu makarker in the Tarnagolim. And then cackle like a rooster and let whoever wants to take, but don't be mocked in one to the other. So it could very well be that Rashi is saying like the Maryu. And other people hold like that also. Even Yankov in the Sugya, the Shut Chaim Shal and Simon Chav Zayin, and Rabbi Lashon Rashi, Ken Mashmik Maryu. Where did the Beis Yosef get now like that? Lashon is Rashi, it's Mashmi, now it'll be Makd in one to the other. You just put it in front of them, everyone wants to take. However, in the Gra, in Sifkat and Chavhei, he's Mitzayin on the din, on this din in the Shulchan Aruch, as Divrei Rashi, Dibor Maskel Sheben Al Manata. Rashi writes, V'lo tzarech ata l'maisa v'ele l'umot basa, v'ni omer lecha shekabot shneim shave alecha. So you don't need this lemaisa. You're just coming to learn. And I'm telling you that they're equal. Their kavod is equal. So the Raya of the Beis Yosef is not from Rashi the Yirmas Kol Hatel. There you don't see Rashi argues with the Maryu. There's no Raya. The Raya is from Rashi the Yirmas Kol Sheben. But from here you see that you're allowed to be makdim whoever you want to be makdim. Therefore, Rashi's not like the Maryu. That's what the Beis Yosef meant. And from this Rashi, where it says, you don't need this lamaisa, you just came to learn, and I'm telling you that the kavod of both of them are equal, from here you see that you can be makdim whoever you want to be makdim. But it's very difficult to understand. What's the Raya from Rashi? All Rashi writes is that they're equal. Once they're equal, it could be that you can't be makdim one over the other. For that very reason, the Maryu writes that you're not allowed to be makdim one to the other because they're equal. So how do you see from Rashi that you could do whatever you want? Like the Beis Yosef wants to learn from Rashi, you get to choose who to be makdim. Where do you see that in Rashi? Rashi doesn't say you get to choose who to be makdim. L'chor advarim stumim v'chasumim. In Tosin Yevamis, Daf Hamad Beis, Dibur Maskel Kulchem, he asks, and what we have a Yalfus in the Pasuk of Ani Hashem, that if your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't listen to him because you're all Chayiv in my Kavod. So what do you need a Pasuk for? It says in Kiddushin, the Gabay Aviv Omer, the Kevan, Shata V'imcha Chayav Mechvod Avicha Yikayim Mitzis Aviv. So you and your mother are both obligated to honor your father, so you have to do your father's bidding before your mother's. The same would apply about Kavod Hashem. Of course, if your father tells you not to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't listen, or do an aver, you shouldn't listen. Because you and your father are both obligated in the honor of God, so Hashem trumps your father, just like your father trumps your mother. So it's pashut that you should listen to Hashem. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Teretz is that from here you learn to there. In other words, from this din over here, that you listen to God and not your father, you learn that you listen to your father and not to your mother. You see from Tosfos that the din that the Rambam brings over here, that if your father and your mother tell you to bring him water, bring them water, you listen to your father and not to your mother, your father comes first, your father takes precedence, that's the same as the din the Rambam brings in this parak in Halacha Yud Gimel from the Sugya and Kiddushin, that if your father says give me water and you have a mitzvah to do, so it says in the Gemara you do the mitzvah because both you and your father are obligated in the mitzvah, so it's really the same din. Right? It's the same din. You listen to your father over your mother because your mother, you and your mother are obligated in your father's honor. And that's the same din as your father tells you to do something and Hashem tells you to do something. Listen to Hashem because you and your father are both obligated to honor Hashem. And if so, since we see over there that if it's a mitzvah that can be done by others or it's a mitzvah that can be done later, so then your kibud av aim comes first. And we don't say that the dinat av avicha makes a kadima for the second mitzvah if it's efshar al yedei acher mitzvah shein overes. Harei mizeh she'ein zu svara l'kadima. So this doesn't mean that this is not a svara for it coming first. Just not to be mevatel the mitzvah. Now it's not pshat that the mitzvah takes precedence over your father. In the sense that the mitzvah comes first and your father comes second. Pshat is that not being mevatel, the mitzvah comes first and your father comes second. But if you could get somebody else to do the mitzvah, or it's not a mitzvah overes, you could still do it later, so then your father comes first. So your father really doesn't have, the mitzvah really doesn't have kadima. As long as you're not going to be mevatel, the mitzvah. And if so, we have to understand why here is it different. Shemidin atav imcha chal din kadima. Afabi shen kan bittel. Shirach kach yashke lima. Here there's no bittel. Afterwards you're going to give your mother a drink. So why is there a din kadima here? Why does your father come first? What do we say? We said that the vort is that when your father tells you to do something and you have a mitzvah to do, it's not pshat that the mitzvah comes first. The only time you do the mitzvah is if you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah afterwards. But otherwise you can serve your father before you do the mitzvah. As long as you're not going to be in a battle the mitzvah. So if that's the same as the din over here, by both your parents ask you for water, then how can you say the father comes first for your mother? There's no bittul in the mitzvah of your father. If you serve your mother first, there's no bittul in the mitzvah of your father. And yet we say no, the father has kadima. You're going to end up doing both, but the father comes first. Yeah, but how does that shtim with the halacha that if your Hashem commands you and your father commands you, then you can listen to your father? Doesn't give Hashem's mitzvah kadima. Just if you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. If you're not going to be mevatel, then you can serve your father first. Even though you and your father are both obligated in God's honor. So if that's true, then also here with your mother. Yes, you and your mother are obligated in the honor of your father, but it doesn't give your father kadima. Just if your father's not going to be served at all in the end, then your father comes first. But otherwise, your mother should be able to come first, just like the mitzvah comes before, just like serving your father comes before the mitzvah, if you're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, so here are a number of kashas, and there is more to discuss, obviously. So, Mitzvah Hashem Darkeinu, we will go weiter in the next year, and we will see continuing the flows. Mitaras Hashem, B'li Neder. Thank you so much for listening, and may Hashem give us life so that we're able to continue the Simcha V'Tuv Leiv of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom.